Okay, Torah Art, page 50, top of the page. Okay, one of the things Yaakov did with Esav was, it says, he took what he had in his hand, a gift to Esav. He says, all the kabbonis are called mincha, which means an offering. Like it says, by Hevel, Gehevi Gamhu Mabcheris, Seinim Echal Behen, Hevel brought from the choicest of his animals. And then the pasuk said, "Vayish Hashem al Hevel vel minchasay." Hashem turned to his mincha. That means, even though he brought a carbon, it was like Hashem called it a mincha. Mincha means a present. Agam shiyah carbon mincha b'fnei atzmi. Even though in a halacha, there's a separate carbon called mincha. Like it says, mincha seilas machvas. Flower offerings were called mincha. Flower offerings. Al kol atero klalu prat. The whole Torah deals with general and details. Rein tefillah shekenegah korbanis. Kol ha-tefillah is b'chlal. Like we say, all the korbanis, all the avenues they call the korbanis. And therefore, b'chlal nikra mincha, even though, generally speaking, all tefillahs, shachris mincha ma'ariv, are called mincha, even though mincha is mincha separately. But that's the way Torah works. So you can't, all korbanos are called mincha, even though there was a detailed carbon called mincha. You have that in many things, even in the world.
Any offering is called mincha.
Okay? So he says like this. When Yaakov brought mincha to Esav, it actually means a carbon, so to speak. What does this mean? Yuvin zal pi agdama. Based on introduction, it says, Hashem says, I am Hashem that hasn't changed. The same thing happened last year. He's not at all in the realm of worlds, nevertheless. Meaning like this. Even though Hashem has absolutely no connection to world whatsoever, yet everything in the world comes from Hashem. So it's like this dichotomy. From one side, Hashem creates everything. Everything is existing only because of Hashem. And from the opposite side, we say, Ani Hashem leshenitz, Hashem has absolutely nothing to do with the world. And he says, it's only existence of the world is only through a ray. Even the ray of Elokus is not powerful enough. Is too powerful. Even the ray of Hashem is still too powerful for the world to exist. Everything in the world is created from a ray. And even that ray must have a tzimtzum to it to be able to allow worlds to exist. Because even the ray, if it would be to shine by itself, also limited worlds couldn't exist. Only through the chain of the worlds. Meaning, what does it mean, the chain of the world? Link into link into link into link from the top to the bottom. Meaning, it's like it comes out a ray, and then a ray of the ray, and then a ray of the ray of the ray, and then, you know, all the way down. And the lower this ray of Elokus comes down, is a lower level than the level above it. And these tens of thousands of levels, in all the different levels of the world, Valiyas Yidakul of Bakina Ziva Ada. Imravimat. Maybe it says like this. Dr. Rambi says, L'chayda, we find this again, this contradiction. From one side, everything exists from Hashem. And from second side, we say Hashem Ani Hashem Leishanisi. So the Dr. Rambi explains, the existence of the world from Hashem is a ray. But even in rays, you have infinite different levels of ray. Because even the ray, the way it is from Hashem himself, it's like Lamoshal, you look at the sun and you see the rays of the sun, it's also very, very bright. It's too bright. So you need a covering, another sunglasses until finally, so it's all called a ray of the sun. but there's a higher ray, a lower ray, less cover, less ray, and so on. Yes, but there come mini madregas. And in this revelation of Alukos, you have many different levels. You have like Olam Abad, Chias Amesim, Elif Azayin, Yem Shekulu Shabbos Menucha L'Chai Olam. You have like Olam Abad Gan Eden. Then you have Chias Amesim. Then you have what's called Elif Ashvi, the 7,000th year, which is even higher. V'Akol U'Bechina Ziva Ora, and everything is all in a ray. Okay, so Alter Rebbe is explaining everything that exists in the world is because there's a ray of Alukos keeping in existence. But it's only a ray, and in the ray, there's higher levels and lower levels. Meaning, the higher spiritual worlds get the higher ray of Elokus, and the lower worlds get the lower ray of Hashem.
Does the ray have to continue?
Continue coming down, 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 down. Vine yesh beis mini ishtalshus. He says, in this revelation, Dr. Rebbe is going to discuss now, there's Erech Seviv Kol Amin and Memalu Kol Amin, the encompassing infinite ray of Hashem and the finite ray of Hashem. So he says, yes, pays me ni yishtaushes. Yishtaushes ha'eres b'keil b'chinyas p'nimi. It's one revelation of Hashem that the ray comes down to such an extent, it limits itself based on the vessel that it's going into. It dresses itself. Shulefi erech ha'keili. Based on the level of the vessel. Sha'keili yochel agabilei. That the vessel is able to limit it. To mashal. Like the power of sight of the neshama goes into the eye. So the sight, power of sight of the neshama is according to the eye. And then based on the keli of the eye, that's how much power of the neshama comes in. And then the person is able to see. Yes, chinas makif. And then there's the encompassing level, shena mugbal bekeli, that's not limited in the vessel. Okay? So therefore he says like this. Everything is created from a ray. There's a ray which is infinite, makif. And then there's a ray that's panemius, comes down according to the level of the keli. Yuvin zebavaydis Hashem. We'll understand this in serving Hashem, which is tfila berish beyesh, with the burning fire. Sh'avabo mizbeinin, is when the love of Hashem, like we learned, how can Hashem command us to love? The mitzvah to serve, ahavtas Hashem alakev. You have to love Hashem. Now, how can you, the Maggid's famous question, how can I command you to love? I can command you to do something, you hate it, but you could do it anyway. But I can't command you to love something, I don't love it. You can tell me to eat a certain food. I'll eat it anyway. I hate it, but I can eat it. But you can't tell me love it, what, turn on a button? I mean, you can't. So what's the answer? So we learned, the Maggid answers, the mitzvah is not the ahavta. The mitzvah is, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's a mitzvah meditating in the greatness of Hashem. Intellect stimulates feelings. So therefore, when a person meditates, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, the Maggid said, V'yohafta doesn't mean you should love, V'yohafta means you will love Hashem. And the mitzvah is to meditate, and that you can do. You can tell a person to think. So if a person thinks into the greatness of Hashem, so that creates within him V'yohafta. So he says like this, there's one level of understanding Alokus, so when a person meditates that the whole universe, its existence, is based on Hashem's power. Not only is it based on Hashem's power, it's one word of Hashem's mouth. Bidvat Hashem Shemayim Nasa. Even one word from Hashem's mouth. And based on that, Chatuch Tuchel says that as much as the person can handle, Lefi Mizgot Chunasa, based on the person's makeup of the neshama. Greater neshamas can understand more of godliness. Less greater neshamas can understand less of godliness. So that's in meditation into the level of Hashem in direct dealing with the world. The way there's a million planets and a million stars and a million this, and each one has inanimate plant, animal, and human, and there's infinite inanimate plant that. So you meditate, that's the way though Hashem is giving existence to a limited world, where Hashem is coming to inanimate and plant and animal, that's all limitation left. So that is his baininess into the limited level of Hashem, the way Hashem permeates the world, that creates within the person a love of Hashem on a limited form. When a person places to his heart, and therefore all the person will be completely longing to Hashem. The bottle b'mitzias to become bottle b'mitzias, the skalu be'echo mamish to become one with Hashem. So there's a higher level of baininess to be meditating that Hashem is infinite. Not that one word of Hashem's mouth that creates the universe. On the contrary, it's complete like lochein kasha yosim ali begamkin uchu kemein tzal baruchu. When a person, this is another meditation. A person's meditating into how great Hashem is as an infinite being, above infinite, really. And yet the neshama comes down into a limited body. So it's beinidus, this is beinidus, the Alter Rebbe says, has to be meditating how far removed we are from Hashem. And yet, by doing one action, one thought, one speech, we can become super close. But a person needs to sheyard the nefesh tated ployim and comes down wondrous level, ba'alma de pruda, in a level of world of separation. When a person realizes, you know, abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. When a person meditates, how far they are away from Hashem, because they're meditating into the infinite level of Hashem. And then they realize, man, mamish, how really far they are. So when you think in how far you are from something, that creates a very strong longing to the thing you want to be with.
It can also create a situation of despair.
No, that's not what we're saying, because you didn't hear the second half. And yet, the person with one action, one thought, speech, or action can become super close to him. No, v'ahavta means you could love, you will love, and you should love, you could love, and you will love. Future. It means all three things. All three things. Tiyazga in Hebrew, Pashut.
That's right, that means all of
them. Tiyazga me'asher tuchel says more than the person can handle. Achein kayach benefesh l'chali l'chlei so'ava rabba. That's the person can't handle it anymore. That's the level b'chol me'idecha. That's the level, not b'chol levav, b'chol nafshcha. It comes to the level of b'chol meidecha. What's the level of b'chol meidecha? This infinite relationship with Hashem. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that what's the inyan of his beininess in Elokus. His beininess in Elokus could be in the level of Mamala Kol Almin. It could be in the level of Elokus, which is Seviv Kol Almin. And one is the closeness of Hashem. One is the distance from Hashem. And that's the difference in the various different loves. It says in the pasuk like this about the Merkav of Hashem. It says, "Pnei Ari El Yamin, the face of the lion is on the right side. Pnei Sher Miasmel, the ox is on the left side. Shebchin is Pnei Asher Hu Lamata Mi Madrega Ari Ve Merkav." Now, when you say, you know, you have to sit in one place. I'm sorry, you can't. It's not going to work. Okay. See, it's not like this. If you say that lion's on the right and the ox is on the left, obviously right is greater than left, which means the lion is on the right, a greater level than the ox, which is on the left. The problem is, an ari, a lion, is a treifa animal, and an ox is a kosher animal. So, l'cheira, why is a treifa animal of the lion on a higher level than the kosher animal of the shor? He says, that's over there in the source, in the Merkav of Hashem. So then the lion is higher level than the ox. But down here, okay, so l'cheira, it doesn't make sense. Up there, the lion is higher than the ox. And down here, the ox is higher than the lion. This is kosher, this is not kosher. Well, in yin, adrab, on the contrary. The thing which is super high, like we learned this many times. Something which is traced down here, the fact that it fell very low, shows it comes from a very high place, because the higher the thing, the lower it falls. and therefore ein leisabes bekeli lemata. Therefore, it doesn't come into a keli down here. Lias gile bechinase to be revealed like it is in kedusha, meaning the godliness in the treifa animal is so high it can't come down in a revealed level of kedusha, and therefore it's bound to evil and you can't elevate it. Or kamei arye, like a lion, which is the level of gevura, like it says giber kari shuiz gabir sa'ur b'me'ed me'ed. It's such a powerful level of kedusha. This lion, which is a treifa animal, is because it's such a powerful level of kedusha. Actually, actually, a shade of mizgalu kedusha sil mata bekeli. It can't come down into a vessel. It can't come down into a vessel because it's too great to limit itself into a vessel.
It does come into a vessel. It comes to a treifa.
Yeah, but the lukus is not coming in a panemius in the vessel. Because you can't elevate, it's bound to the evil. So there's no kedusha there. Unlike a kosher behema, elai they dead on the fields of earth. But a pach nitzus in shabeshvira sakelim. When it fell in the from the world of tail, right? It fell into shvira sakelim, into gimel klipas hatmeis as dahi bichenas chaya tmeya. Then it comes into a treifa animal because it falls so low. So therefore, in source, the Aryeh is higher than the Shot, because it's super Giber Kari. It's a level of a lion which is very, very strong. But it doesn't come down in a Pnimius. Pnimius means the Kedusha is felt. The kedusha of the lion is not felt at all. It's tumah. It's treif. It's anybody. There's no kedusha at all. Rabbechinus makiv lemaila, which is called the level of levina, and that's why he says Esav was really greater than Yaakov. Esav was the firstborn. The fact that he was the firstborn shows there's a level of kedusha that Esav has that Yaakov doesn't have. What? Yeah. Anything treif comes in the level of tail. Klipas neg also comes in tail.
But it's in the
but it's a level that comes down in the premius, therefore the kedusha could be elevated.
But the area was in the level of the chariot, the kedusha that Yechezkel's.
That's on the source. In the source, it's a level of kedusha. In the source, tail in the source, before Shvira Sakelim, is a very lofty level of kedusha. Therefore, up there in the source, it's on the right side versus the short.
So what Yechezkel saw was higher than Atzilus.
Well, it's in Bria or whatever. But the way, I don't know, it's technicalities.
You're saying that can't be Torah. That's already in Siddur.
It's speaking in the source. He saw it in the source of the, yeah, the Merkav itself is Bria, but he saw it higher than that. And Esav was the source of the Zayim Melachim. Shemolchu, like the, it says, we mentioned this last night. At the end of Vayishlach, it says there were seven kings. Each one said, Vayimlech, Vayamas, Vayimlech, Vayamas. He ruled, he died, ruled, died, ruled, died. Seven times. And what does that refer to? Kabbalah explains. That's the level of Esav, which is Edom. The pasuk says, these are the kings that ruled in Edom before there was a king, B'nai Yisrael. That doesn't only mean physically, which it does. I mean, it means physically. But it also means that in the spiritual level, these seven kings of Edom, that it says by each one, by Yimlech, by Yomas, he ruled and died, ruled, died, ruled, died, represents the Shvira Sakelim. By Yomas means the Keli died and it came, the Kedusha came down. But that's even higher. Shubachin is Makef, Esalav, I'm sorry, skipped. Ve'etzev, Shabayomav, Yimlech, by Yomas, Shubachin is Shul, yes, there's the sack, whatever. Hamakefes alavad shekodmer levlad. It's like the encompassing level of the baby that's there before the baby is born. Ikeru avlad, and the main thing yet is the kid. Shenelu b'teisus arkan ashulya. Shulka, I know the embryo. I don't know what's it called. There's a word for it. That's what surrounds the actual fetus. So
embryonic.
Whatever. So when the kid is born, you have the kid, and then that you throw out. Even though it was there before the kid, it was formed before the kid was born. Shein emekabel rakam mechinas makif. The fikach, therefore, like this. Aleihem nemad, concerning them, those that level of makif. It says, okay, that Adaybishter is removed from the world, meaning it's makif. When you say Hashem is exalted from the removed from the world, what does that mean, removed? It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You can't say Rama Kol Gaim Hashem, that Hashem is exalted, meaning it doesn't exist. What does it mean he exists? He exists in a level of makif, meaning superficial. He doesn't internalize. So therefore, that's the level of Rama Kol Gaim Avaya. But Yaakov is Yud Akif, which is the level of Avaya Lekenu, the way it comes into a keli. Like it says, V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, and he says, Halagam sheyud hiyarim etzum temes. What is Yaakov we learned? Yud Akif. Bringing the level of Yud, Chochma, the highest level, into the Akif, into the heel, into the lowest. So even though Yud is very small, Halaymit sevichel lechnis bepnimius. It's still Vein HaKeli Yichol Kabel, and the only way the Keli can get this revelation is Aidei Tzimtzum Kamei Yud. In other words, what level is Yaakov Avinu bringing into our cave? Only the level of Yud, which is very limited. What is able to become internalized in the worlds? A very limited level of Elokus, which is a Yud, because it has to go through Tzimtzum. Because if it would be greater, world wouldn't be able to handle it. And then, once it's limited, then you have it. It's like we learned many times. You could be by Niagara Falls, millions of gallons of water pouring there, and you're thirsty, you can't even drink anything. You can't satisfy your thirst with all that water. Okay, you have so much more. Why can't you quench your thirst? Because you don't have a limited keli. You don't have a cup, a little bit of water to take internally. You take a little bit of water internally, you'll be good.
That's coming too fast. It's not a unit.
That's what I'm saying. In order to get this level of elokus that's gushing down, it has to be put into a cup. It has to be a yud, because then the person can internalize it. Without the yud, without the cup, you can't internalize it. Therefore, it's limited, and therefore the heart can handle it. And therefore, Elokus comes down like we do a mitzvah, which refers to the limbs of Torah mitzvahs. Now, before Matan Torah, when Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were around, they didn't have what we have mitzvahs today. We spoke Shabbos. What was Yitzchok's Aveda? Digging wells. What was Yaakov's Aveda? Playing with colored sticks. That was like putting on tefillin. That was their level of mitzvahs, were done in different ways. Masha'en kein akum. And goy, on the other hand, v'yishurom v'nisalem chinus makibul vad, but the goyim, because they don't have this panemius level of alukus. It's only Rama kol goyim avaya Hashem. It's only in a way of makif. Therefore, the goyim are not bottled to Hashem, because only a neshama, which is godliness internalized in the person, could be bottled to Hashem, because we feel Hashem. If you don't feel Hashem, it's only superficial, which by definition means you don't feel it, then it's a yesh v'nifnei atzmei. She'ein le'shayach's cloud, that there's no connection internally with Hashem, even though they call him Elokod Elokai, the God of the gods. But the God of the gods means an external level. That's like the God of the God. You don't feel it. You don't feel it internally. So that's what he's saying, because he's going to get into the concept now of what mitzvahs are, the different karbonis. Remember, because we discussed very briefly last night also. Normally a karbon has to be from a kosher animal. But Yaakov sent them camels. Yaakov sent them treifa animals. Right? Because before Matan Torah, Yaakov wanted to bring into Esau the level of Tehu, which is treifa animals.
What does it mean to bring the carbon to a human being?
It said he brought mincha.
Mincha, so
But no, because Yaakov wanted to elevate Esav. He's going to explain it. Yaakov wants to elevate Esav. So he brought that korban to the level of Esav, meaning to hoping to elevate Esav, which he didn't do at the end. Because Yaakov is ready, like we learned in the other Maimon. Yaakov is ready, Esav wasn't ready. So therefore, he couldn't accomplish. But when he said he sent Esav Achiv, it means to elevate the level of Esav. And he thought by tapping into Tehu, the non-kosher animals that he sent them, he would be able to reveal within Esav the source of Esav, which is Tehu, which is Kedusha. But again, it didn't work.
Seems like the only one that could have elevated Esav.
Who?
Dinah.
Well, that also didn't happen.
Yaakov didn't let it.